Hello, Jayanti, and welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to do this interview. I'm really happy to talk to you. Can you tell me, when did you first start mountain climbing? And why did you want to climb Mount Everest?
I started climbing when I was very young, about 4 or 5 years old, and I would climb all the trees in my garden in the Himalaya. I would even climb the really tall coconut trees. I started mountain climbing when I was a teenager. When I was about 23 years old, I did a one-month training course on mountaineering in India, which taught me everything I needed to know about climbing big, tall mountains covered in snow. I wanted to climb Mount Everest because that was my childhood dream, to climb the tallest mountain in the world. I also really love climbing mountains very much, which is why I wanted to climb Mount Everest.
So what did your family and friends say when you told them about your plan?
Actually, my family and friends were very supportive when I told them about my plans. Some friends were quite worried and scared, but they only told me this after I got back from Everest.
What were the challenges you faced in this journey?
There were many challenges during this journey that took 2 months long. It was very cold. Sometimes it would get as cold as minus 60 degrees Celsius. There were times when we could not remove our goggles that we wear over our eyes because the extreme cold can freeze our eyes and there was a chance we could go blind. Sometimes if you removed your gloves, your fingertips can get so cold that they would freeze, leading to frostbite. It was also very difficult to breathe because the higher you climb up, there was less oxygen in the air. And at night time, we had to sleep inside our tents. But this was also a challenge as it was so cold. It was like constantly living inside a freezer.
What qualities or personality traits should one have to be an achiever or accomplish something great?
I believe there are many qualities and personality traits that are important to accomplish anything. One of them is patience. Sometimes it takes many years of planning and preparation to achieve anything. For Everest, the planning and preparation process took about 5 years. Another important quality is perseverance. Sometimes things go wrong and don't really go according to your plans. When this happens, it is important to get back up and try again without giving up easily. It's also very important to think positive and to believe in yourself in whatever you do.
What message would you like to give the young girls and boys through this extraordinary achievement?
My message is this. Don't let anyone tell you that you cannot do something because you are a boy or a girl. Sometimes society tells us that as girls, we should only do certain subjects or certain sports. Similarly, even boys are told to only do some subjects and sports because they're boys. But it's important for us to question these rules, because sometimes these rules only prevent us from being the best we can be, because each of us have a very special skill and talent. So if you have a passion and a dream to do something, then follow that dream and don't stop until you get there.
Thank you, Jayanti. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you for inviting me.